tie it and grab it, I guess.
Okay. And suppose a person's wearing feminine clothes, you could say he looks really...
If he had on funny looking clothes?
Yeah, they don't fit him very well.
Kind of tacky or something like that?
Is it the same word if it's a woman instead of a man?
Well, sometimes I think it could be something else. I don't remember.
Okay. What about when a woman is wearing her very best clothes? You could say, well, she's all...
All dressed up.
Okay. How about for men? Would you say the same thing?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. And what are some words to, or what's a word that you might use to refer to an older person who gets around really well? Say if a man's 85 and still walks fine and hears and gets around.
Well, he's very active for his age or something like that.
Would you ever say spry or pretty?
Yeah, spry.
And a person who never wants to do any work at all, who doesn't have any ambition, is called...
Hello, I don't know. It's lazy, I would think.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with his bill?
That's a woodpecker.
And an insect that jumps around in dry grass?
Jump around what?
Dry grass.
I didn't understand you.
Oh, I'm sorry. In the summertime, especially in the dry grass. Jumps around in the
grass. Grasshopper.
Okay. And suppose you're driving your car on the road in the wintertime and there's ice on the road and your car just goes out of control. You might say, well, it went.
Lost control, I mean.
Would you say it went every which way?
Anagoblin? Yeah, Anagoblin. Across the road.
Does that just mean every which way or out of control?
Yeah, it means kind of in a skidding position.
Oh. Okay. And what do you call an old dilapidated house that some people say evil spirits live in?
Haunted house?
And what do they call the spirits?
What do they call it? I don't know, just a ghost, I believe.
And if there's something like a black cat that always brings bad luck,
mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for this sort of thing?
Superstitious, I reckon, is what anybody believes in that is just superstitious.
Yeah. Are the things that they are superstitious about, are they called jinxes or hoodoos or voodoos?
Jinxes, I would think.
If there's a person who always brings bad luck, is there a word for him?
He'd be a jinx to me if that one had bad luck when he come around.
Okay. What do you call a child whose parents are not married?
Child whose parents are not married? You mean a bastard?
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Undertaker, parlor, or funeral home.
Okay. And what about the box that the corpse is put into?
Coffin.
And then where's the coffin buried?
It what?
Where's the coffin buried?
It's buried in a box in a cemetery.
Okay. And suppose you have flowing water, not still like a lake, but it's moving, but it's smaller than a river. What's it called?
Branch, you mean? Something like a branch of water?
How about one that's even smaller than a branch?
Well, it's a stream, I guess. Small stream.
Okay.